house better record it. Just in case. Okay. Someone want to ask something? Is that working? What was the question?
Nobody's asking, is it possible to create family, have a family without the purpose of having children, only for the desire for physical or emotional protection?
To have a family without children? You mean having children, but it's a family with having children, but without the desire for emotional protection? Family means children. That's what it's generally about. I mean, it's possible. For some reason, it's not possible to have children. And it's possible. But generally, experience proves that it's more natural for women to have children, and that's what really completes a family. Otherwise, you have a husband and a wife. But one can be Krishna conscious in any circumstance. Especially if one has no alternative. If one has alternative, then one should do those things that are more the norm than the exception. But if someone doesn't have an alternative, then anyway, that's faith. Then you just depend on Krishna. And so just like the families who can't have children or don't have children, it's not that they can't be Krishna conscious, because if that then becomes Krishna's will, then that's the circumstances under which one is then destined to practice Krishna consciousness. Anyway, it's possible. Something else?
So, Guruji, if you say you don't have children, is it like sometimes when you get married or you have children, you learn things? You know, you have to go through a learning curve.
Life's a learning curve.
When you have children, you learn something, you grow as a lesson. Just through the process of maybe, say, sadhana, will you still be able to learn those lessons so easily?
Well, the thing is that you can learn everything in Krishna consciousness, but if a person's mind is too restless and not peaceful enough to practice Krishna consciousness because they don't have certain conditioned requirements of conditioned life, like the varna and ashram fulfilled, or family, or things like that, or even just sufficiently comfortable living accommodations, then they can't learn because they can't apply themselves to the process properly. So one has to be peaceful enough in mind, and that's why concessions are made. Concessions are made so that a person can practice Krishna consciousness with a peaceful mind, and that way, by practicing with a peaceful mind, one then gets the benefit of chanting and hearing, and ultimately he'll learn everything. But if one's mind is too disturbed and is always battling with the mind and senses, then he doesn't learn, or it becomes an extremely painful and drawn out process. So that's why we got the Grihastha Ashram to start with, and so many other things. We're trying to, the traditional aspect of strict yogic practice. Arurukshir Munir Yogam Karna Karam Uchati Yoga Rudasata Saivam Sumakaram Uchati. These nice facilities here. Villagers next door, they don't live like we live. But if we had to live like they live, then everyone's mind would be just too disturbed, and they wouldn't be able to participate in Navadvipa Mandal Parikrama. They wouldn't be able to come here and just chant Hare Krishna peacefully. Prabhupada wanted comfortable facilities that Westerners are accustomed to. I walked past these little shacks and so on, just that Gauranga and Nittai Kutirs. Very, very austere. I don't know if I could live like that, or if I did, I'd be concentrating my energy on living and trying to make it comfortable, because it's open to the elements, you can't keep out the mosquitoes, you hear everything that people on both sides of you are saying, doing, so it's really a different type of facility. Here, I can just put my energies on writing, I can control the environment, I don't have to see or talk to everyone who wants to come. So that was Srila Prabhupada's idea. Devotees are used to a different, Westerners are used to a different lifestyle. So like that, there should be a practice Krishna consciousness according to their abilities. Something else about that?
I have another question, not on the same topic. Yesterday you gave a very nice class speaking about how we, you can't always, one person didn't want to get reinitiated, and he took, and he said, oh, I can just remain on my sadhana or chanting to understand being guided. And you were talking about this with the chanting, and how we are not at that sufficient stage of being able to hear the super soul or the antidote. So we need guidance, spiritual masters, shikshagurus, seniors. But in, also in the Srimad Bhagavatam it speaks about the 24 gurus, the Python guru and the different gurus. How important is it for us, even though for us to develop the faith in chanting so that we can, because ultimately Krishna is, Guru is the external manifestation of Krishna. So Krishna is always speaking to us, Krishna is always giving us good instruction. We can't often hear what Krishna is saying to us because we're just covered over, our hearts are not clean, she's not clean.
So no, that's why we need to hear someone who we can hear. So if you can hear the python, and if you can hear the others, and if you can hear Super Soul, you can hear Krishna, and you can hear them actually what they're saying, not what you think that they should say, then that's fine. But since most people can't, therefore Tasmad Guru Prapadyaita Jignasu Shreya Uttama, therefore everyone needs to accept the Guru. They need to have a living representative, someone who's speaking to them, and whose words they can hear, and don't require to get on the mental platform about what it is that one's supposed to do. Just like Arjuna, Krishna didn't tell him to listen to the Super Soul or look at the pythons. He was standing there in front of him. He told him what he wanted. So same thing, we need to be able to take assistance, guidance from Vaishnavas. And that's why devotees always value the guidance they get from Vaishnavas, because it helps them come to that stage. Yeah, the devotees talk about, Prabhupada is their guru. Prabhupada's giving his instructions in his books. Even then, everybody in Islam has got a different opinion about what that means. So, how is it that people are taking instruction from Prabhupada? It's not an easy thing. You need to be on a spiritual platform in order to click into and make connection with people who are no longer physically present. If you're not on the spiritual platform, then you have to admit that even though you may be connected to Prabhupada, either through Diksha or through the institution or who knows what, it doesn't necessarily mean you're hearing Prabhupada. Even though you got Prabhupada's instructions. So, Vaishnavas, therefore, that's why we're living in the association of Vaishnavas, to help us with our progressive Krishna consciousness. Now, tomorrow, I'm just going to do an early, quick puja. And then I'm going to leave. That car's coming at 5:30. Yeah. Okay, so truck nut, you gotta be ready.
Thank you.